Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 13, Text Number 14. Rajante Tavaranyani Puranani Satangane Yava Bhagavatam Naiva Shriyate Mitasagaram. Rajante, they shine forth. Tavat, that long. Anyani, the other. Puranani, Puranas. Satam, of saintly persons. Gane, in the assembly. Yavat, as long as. Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. Na, not. Eva, indeed. Shriyate, is heard. Amrita Sagaram, the great ocean of nectar. Translation. All other Puranic scriptures shine forth in the assembly of saintly devotees only as long as that great ocean of nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not heard. Translation responsively.
All other Puranic scriptures
shine forth in the assembly of saintly devotees, only as long as that great ocean of nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not heard. Purport. Other Vedic literatures and other scriptures of the world remain prominent until Srimad Bhagavatam is duly heard and understood. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ocean of nectar and the supreme literature. By faithful hearing, reciting, and distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam, the world will be sanctified and other inferior literatures will fade to minor status. Om Agyanatam Vandasya Yoranjana Shilataya Chakshum Litam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Shlapitam Yena Puchvesham Shakarayam Dharat Shaparantikam Makam Karoti Vashram Pankum Langayate Guru Nyat Shupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Ndimatarinam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Aveta Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So continuing with the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we've been hearing the nature of this great literature, how potent and how relishable Srimad Bhagavatam is, even amongst all other scriptures that are written in the Upanishads and the other Puranas, how Srimad Bhagavatam is the king of all literatures, and therefore we should strive to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the beginning of the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing the description of Kali Yuga, the different dynasties. We're hearing about the activities of Naranarayan Rishi, how Markandeya Rishi saw the experienced the external energy of the Lord, etc., the previous activities of the different incarnations of the Lord, and now it's coming to a real conclusive state, putting in very, very simple terms what the goal of the Srimad Bhagavatam aims to do. By constantly hearing and chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam, we should be getting realization that Krishna is the absolute truth. So we get all sorts of Vedic literatures, but this Srimad Bhagavatam is stressed and is given much importance because of the Srimad Bhagavatam being none other than the literary incarnation of Krishna. So as mentioned in the previous week, Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken all over the universe and all over the different universes, and by different personalities at different times. Even those personalities that have already been liberated, they are still hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So So this process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is a constant awakening for liberated souls, even souls like Shiva, Narada Muni, who are empowered by the Lord to travel and preach the glories of His holy name. They are also constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. The great sages, as we hear at the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the great sages are assembling and performing a thousand of years of sacrifice so that the Srimad Bhagavatam can be spoken for the general populace. And once again we hear, of course, Sukadeva Goswami is narrating the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. Suta Goswami, in that presence, coming in parampara, also goes and narrates the Srimad Bhagavatam to these same sages in Namaisharanya. And Maitreya speaks certain sections of the Srimad Bhagavatam to Mahatma Vidura, and Krishna as well delivers the Uddhava Gita to his dear most devotee Uddhava. So we have this form of Krishna that Krishna has left behind for us to be able to relate to him in service as well. So one of the questions, of course, that the great sages were asking in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam is that now that Krishna has left with his paraphernalia, with his pure companions, his devotees, where have religious scriptures and gone to take shelter? And where has Krishna left everything for this coming age of Kali Yuga? And it is explained in the response that in this Srimad Bhagavatam, all the religious principles have come to take shelter. So by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are aided in the topmost goal of human life, and that is to inquire about the absolute truth, to inquire about the absolute Brahman. So life is meant for that inquiry, for that constant want, for that thirst for hearing and knowledge about what we are and what our relationship is with the external energy and the internal energy, and how to actually maintain that relationship in such a way that we break free from this ignorance. So the process of devotional service annihilates the main reason why we become attached to matter. It annihilates the false ego that makes us think, I'm this body, I am black, I'm white, I'm Asian, I'm from America, I'm from Europe, I'm from India, etc. Out of all the yoga systems, this process of devotional service, which consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, and leading all the way up to Atmanivedanam, actually uproots the cause of our existence in the material world. So it's not only scratching the surface in terms of our existence, knowing the external energy, just knowing Mother Nature and how we should keep everything in sync, but it's actually uprooting this main disease that we have of forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna. So that is there in the pastimes of Krishna, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is gradually meant to get us to understand, to see the wonders of Krishna, to understand Krishna's activities, to understand why He is the Supreme Lord. And with that understanding, we don't only just stop there. Yes, I'm reading Srimad Bhagavatam, I'm reading Bhagavad Gita, and that's it. And sometimes we may think, because hearing and chanting is stressed, so I mean that is the basis of all our activities. In all the angas of bhakti, there's always hearing and chanting. In all the nine stages of gradual evolution of the devotee, from taking shelter of a spiritual master, for getting to the hearing stage, getting taste, being faced in devotional service, this hearing and chanting is going on even at the highest stages of bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. So this hearing and chanting is always there, and this hearing and chanting is the foundation for our mood of service. This hearing and chanting is the foundation for our strength. It is the foundation for our desire to practically serve Krishna. And if we're not hearing and chanting about the glories of Krishna, why will we want to serve such a personality? If we don't understand his magnanimity, then we will not want to serve, then we'll want to do something else. So hearing and chanting is hearing and chanting about Srimad Bhagavatam, distributing Srimad Bhagavatam is very important. But even more important is to engage in service of the Bhagavatam. So we have the book Bhagavatam, and then we have the personalities Bhagavatam. Those who have relished, those who have absorbed and realized the Srimad Bhagavatam. So those pure souls coming in disciplic succession are very praiseworthy. And as the sages are showing by example in the first canto, they start offering praise and they start glorifying the exalted personalities of Suta Goswami and Sukadeva Goswami as the spiritual masters coming in line from Krishna, who have assimilated this knowledge and who are presenting this knowledge. So it's also very important for us to see that we are also receiving that knowledge in that chain, in that parampara. So we should also follow suit and pass it on by preaching the glories of Krishna, sticking to the principles given by the spiritual masters. So as I mentioned before, Srimad Bhagavatam is being spoken everywhere, from the topmost region to the lowest regions of the universe. Srimad Bhagavatam is being narrated, whether it's by Anantashesh or whether it's been spoken by Lord Brahma himself. Srimad Bhagavatam on the earthly planet is there, all over the universe Srimad Bhagavatam is being explained. So we have so many different literatures that are, you know, that deal with metaphysics, that deal with science, that deal with Ashtanga Yoga, that deal with so many different attributes. Right, but it is mentioned that once one comes into contact with the Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the conclusive statement gathered from all these literatures, that it reveals everything that is known to man. So by actually becoming well versed and becoming well acquainted with the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can get to understand everything. We can get to understand the space of science, metaphysics. We can get to understand where it all fits in Krishna's energy. We can get to understand the external energy. We can get to understand biology, chemicals, the atoms. We can get to understand everything, astronomy, astrology, all these different sciences. We can get to understand just by taking shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, just before Lord Chaitanya is winding up his pastimes, in the last few chapters of the Anchya Lila, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is explaining how Krishna gives himself in different ways. He gets us to meditate on him in different ways so that we can actually serve him properly. So it's mentioned that from four different activities, we get to fix our mind on Krishna, we get attraction for Krishna, and we get to serve Krishna to our full capacity. So it is mentioned that by hearing Krishna's voice, that one can actually get pure love of God. So we're hearing Krishna's voice when we are reading these verses, these translations. This is Krishna speaking himself. Bhagavad Gita, you don't get a lot of literatures where it is God himself speaking. So Bhagavad Gita means song of God. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna. It's not a prophet. There's no intermediary. It is actually Krishna himself. God himself is explaining himself, explaining his creation. So Krishna's potency is there in each and every single verse of the Bhagavad Gita. So by hearing Bhagavad Gita, we get direct purification. From hearing Krishna's words, same in his scriptures, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing Krishna's words in the Shikshatikam of Lord Chaitanya. Directly Lord Chaitanya is singing these verses, so we're hearing directly from Krishna. As they say in the Western world, from the horse's mouth. So you're hearing directly from God himself about how to practice this process of devotional service. So there is immense potency in those words. It is filled with actual love coming from Krishna. So Krishna's voice, Krishna's words, even Krishna's paraphernalia. So all that we do in deity worship, you see Krishna's temple, Krishna's prasadam, Krishna's clothing, Krishna's food, the water that's been bathing the Lord. That is all. It is absolute. That is all none different from Krishna. His holy name. Everything that assists Krishna in his pastime is potent. And when we train our consciousness in that matter, then whatever service that we're doing, we're understanding that it is for Krishna. Devotional service is none different from Krishna. We do not separate Krishna from anything in devotional service. And finally, for us, what's most important is Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining Sankirtan, the holy name of Krishna, congregational chanting. So Srila Prabhupada is establishing temples, preaching centers, etc., so that people can come and hear and chant together. So Kirtan, chanting the holy name, Sankirtan, congregationally chanting the holy name, it is so potent. It's not like any other, it's not like just going to a nightclub and dancing. It is not mundane. Chanting and dancing together about the glories of Krishna is not a mundane activity. It's not that, oh gosh, every morning now we have to do the Swami step and clap our hands and chant Hare Krishna. Oh, how boring and exhausting. It is actually not a mundane activity. It is transcendental. It is directly on Krishna's internal potency. So we have to qualify ourselves not to just mechanically understand these subject matters, but to actually hear them with great eagerness. So we should be eager to hear the message of Krishna. That is the qualification, to actually be able to absorb what we're hearing, to be able to digest and assimilate and realize what we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to qualify ourselves. We have to be submissive and eager to hear this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one other important point, not that just we're hearing and reciting and with great eagerness, but the realizations from Srimad Bhagavatam and the realizations from Krishna's pastimes come as we practically serve Krishna. So we have to actually practically engage in devotional service for those realizations to become, you know, manifest in our lives. Practical application of the philosophy is important. As Prabhupada says, we're not armchair speculators. We're not just sitting in a temple and meditating. We're not just sitting Om Shanti Om, let there be peace, and not practically serving Krishna. So engaging in service is a powerful way to actually enhance our realization about Krishna. And as you serve, you understand. The realizations come through practical service. So with that service, there comes purification, there comes realization, there comes deeper understanding, deeper faith. Not only with ourselves, but actually inspiring others also around us. So one friend of mine was speaking to me the other day, and they were talking to me about how, you know, sometimes we may get caught up only in wanting to hear and chant, but not engaging practically in service for Krishna. Or we might have the conception that hearing and chanting is the highest, is the topmost, we shouldn't do anything else. But hearing and chanting should go along with practically serving, because the more you hear, the more you chant, the more you will want to serve Krishna. In the material world, when you're hearing about so many mundane activities, you want to engage in that, because that is your absorption. That is your life and soul. Your absorption is your body. Your absorption is your wealth. So you work on increasing that. So if our absorption is Krishna, if we're hearing Krishna, if we're talking about Krishna, naturally our affinity will go towards serving Krishna. It will come out. So hearing and chanting should lead us to actually engaging in more devotional service. And Krishna arranges our life in such a way that He will facilitate Because as the super soul, he is in the heart and he's understanding what our desires are. So he facilitates our hearing and chanting and he facilitates our service. So there's never a scarcity of opportunities to perform service for Krishna. And wherever you go, you can talk to someone about Krishna. Wherever you are, you can give something. You can give a card, you can give a cookie, you can give prasadam. The main problem in this world is that people are in ignorance, they have no knowledge. But once you share with them, then that is a great help. So wherever we go, we actually have the opportunity to speak about Krishna. So when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, when we hear Bhagavad Gita, we become inspired to want to hear some more. And in our sankirtan, in our chanting, individually and collectively, the desire to continue to serve Krishna should be growing like a blazing fire. And that fire will annihilate the false conception of I am the body, I am this, I am that, I'm from here, I'm from there. Devotional service annihilates this conception. So when you're in that blazing fire of devotional service, the false ego gets annihilated, and that's such a glorious position to be in, because otherwise we're just being cheated. We're just thinking, I'm alright, I'm okay. You know, I'm a nice person, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm not so sinful, right? I'm vegetarian, or I live in the country. I'm not a sinful person. But have you accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality? The one Purusha, the only enjoyer. So if we deny Krishna of that Supreme Truth, we may go on being nice people, but that doesn't lead us to the ultimate destination in life. We'll have to come back again in this cycle of birth and death. So the process of devotional service, as marked out by the pastimes of Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam, is to hear and chant and serve Krishna, and through that service we actually get realization of everything that's been spoken about in the Bhagavatam. Because in the Bhagavatam we're hearing about creation, sub-creation, maintenance, we're hearing about so many different subject matters. We also hear about Krishna's intimate pastime with his devotees. That is also there. So gradually we understand all these majestic aspects of Krishna to convince us, you know, that no mundane person can perform all these activities. In the first canto we hear about the different incarnations of Krishna and how they come with a specific potency at a specific time in a specific form. So the Lord may come as Matsya for a reason, or Lord Boar for a specific reason. It's a pastime. So we don't see any boars that are coming out with so much opulence, like Varahadev. So Krishna's activities in Srimad Bhagavatam are meant for those who actually want to get out of this cycle of birth and death. And because it's spoken in such a way, sometimes it's, well, the aphorisms or the text in the Vedic literatures are sometimes not so obvious. So Krishna is hidden. Right, there'll be a section on Jnana Kanda, or there'll be a section on, you know, so many different things, and we won't be able to understand, well, how is this pure devotional service? I think sometime last month that was mentioned, that I think it was in the 11th canto, the chapter explaining devotional service. It didn't directly actually explain devotional service, but you had to read, you had to be really absorbed to map out that those texts were actually explaining pure devotional service. So for us, the second point, of course the first point is to understand the potency and the position of Srimad Bhagavatam as being the king of all scripture, that everything else besides the Srimad Bhagavatam is, you know, it doesn't come close. Srimad Bhagavatam is such an exalted presentation of Krishna as he is. It is Krishna himself. It's coming in a disciplic succession. It's coming through the line of Srila, Lord Brahma, Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami. And it's given in its purest form to annihilate those misconceptions of I am the body. And the second point, for us to be able to hear properly the Srimad Bhagavatam and to be able to put it into practice through service to the Bhagavatam, the book, and service to the Bhagavatam, the personalities, we have to take shelter of those personalities and engage in service under their strict guidance, because we will not be able to assimilate properly the message of Krishna. So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita has spoken, he has explained why it's important to actually take shelter of a spiritual master. And it's not just, oh, just have a spiritual master, but what do you do in that relationship that will help you absorb and understand Krishna? When Krishna sees that you're ready, he sends. When Guru and Krishna see that you're qualified, they reveal everything from within the heart, just like Lord Brahma. In the beginning, he had no qualification. He didn't even know where he was. And he searched, he tried with his intelligence, he tried with his all might and strength to understand what life was about, and he couldn't do anything. And he heard the word tapa. Then he understood, okay, perform austerity. And after all that time of performing austerity, the Lord could see, now he's ready. I will reveal myself, my holy dham, I will reveal it to Brahma. So the qualification has to be there. The service mood has to be there. The Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who want to gain entrance into the higher realms, not Swargaloka, but to Krishna's planet, the spiritual planet. So the great importance is given to actually studying the Srimad Bhagavatam and being engaged in the service of the spiritual master to be able to realize the real message of the Bhagavatam. So in Bhagavad Gita 4:34, where Krishna explains that one has to approach a bona fide spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport some very important points that will help us understand how we gradually get realization of Krishna through the Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada says in that verse, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. You inquire for him submissively and render service unto him, because he is self-realized and he can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. So we have to inquire, we have to ask, what is devotional service? How do I engage in devotional service? Because we're in a position, if you see the position of Arjuna, until Arjuna stopped speaking, Krishna did not instruct him. Because Arjuna was posing arguments, oh, it's like this, it's like that, you know, vanashram, etc. All the five reasons why he didn't want to fight. And Krishna was silent, because Arjuna did not accept actually that he doesn't know what to do. Only after he admitted, okay, Krishna, I am bewildered, I have no idea what's going on, I'm seeing the opposing army, it is difficult, please instruct me. And then Krishna began. So if we don't have that mood of, I actually don't know, if we have the mood of, I got it figured out, then we won't be able to absorb anything. Then we won't be able to actually perform our service properly, if we're not willing to take guidance and instruction. But the most important point that I've found in this purport, Prabhupada says, unless there is submission and service, so it's not that we're just asking and getting all the knowledge, and that's very nice, I'm very knowledgeable. Prabhupada says, unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. So there has to be service. We have to serve the spiritual master. We have to serve Srila Prabhupada through service. Not just by word of mouth. You know, it's easy to sit and propound things and say things and yeah, but we actually have to do things. The verse explaining pure devotional service in the Nectar of Devotion, it says bhakti, it's a sort of cultivation. You have to work. You have to engage your senses. So this is devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada always used the example of Ambarish Maharaj. that Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged, you know, his entire body in service to Krishna. Of course, all the nine angas of bhakti, they're powerful enough. We know the different examples of who attain perfection from hearing, from chanting, from worshipping the lotus feet by offering prayers. We have all these different devotees from Sukadev Goswami Maharaj, Parikshit, Lakshmi Devi, Arjuna. So all of these personalities were there. But for us, the way Srila Prabhupada has structured service, the way Srila Prabhupada has structured, especially for those who have access to a temple, you get access to all these nine limbs of devotional service. And because we're meant to be engaging our bodies in the service of Krishna, so all our senses should be engaged, dovetailed for Krishna's pleasure. So from our hearing capacity to our seeing capacity, our tasting capacity, our entire body, our mind, it should be engaged towards Krishna. And that engagement is guided under the expert, under the expert of a spiritual master. So this purport is very important. And we understand that this combination of submission and service is very important for us to actually be able to absorb and understand the goal of the Vedic literatures of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The realizations come from within the heart as we perform service. So there's a verse, I can't remember the Sanskrit, but it explains how through service to the Guru, all the imports of the Vedas are revealed in the heart of the disciple. By service to Guru, all the imports of the Vedas get revealed from the heart. So this is the test that we face, that we have to show by qualification. We have to show through service that we're willing to engage our entire existence in service to Krishna. So we hear and we chant. And that should enthuse us, that should encourage us to serve that personality we're hearing and chanting about. So hearing, chanting, service. And that's what, you know, for some of us, that's what we did in the when we're still striving for material happiness. You hear about this, you glorify this, and then you want to be part of that, you want to influence that. So whatever you hear, whatever you chant, that's going to make your entire existence. If you want to be Krishna conscious 24/7, you hear and chant about Krishna and you serve that person, naturally that will come. But as I mentioned, the two qualities for hearing and chanting properly, eagerness and submission, as mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam in this chapter. And we have to be eager and we have to be submissive. That mood should be there. And Prabhupada finished the last line of this purport is that therefore when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect. So this submission and always ready to render service is vital to us understanding and absorbing ourselves in devotional service. And if we hear from an authority, the spiritual master, the spiritual masters, Vandeham Sri Gurun, not just one, we have so many spiritual masters who are saying the same message, surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is this relation, this combination of submissive, being submissive and being always ready to render service. This makes us understand what we're reading. It's kind of like a mystical thing, like, oh, can't you just read and understand? Why do you have to do stuff? And people ask, oh, you're always serving Krishna all the time, serve. Just read and you'll be perfect. And you can read as much as you want for as long as you want. But if you're not serving the Bhagavatam, the book and the person, what you're reading won't really absorb it won't really speak to the soul. Then it becomes like mundane knowledge. It doesn't really touch the heart. Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to it's meant to create swan-like personalities. So we have so many people who read Bhagavatam in different moods, in different mellows. They're not exactly swan-like. Because there's no submission and there's no service to a bona fide system of authority. Therefore, their understanding of Krishna is very puny. Very, very small. They think Krishna is a prince, Krishna is a little nice boy, Krishna is a, you know, just puny things. But if you're hearing with submissiveness and eagerness from the right source, like these sages at Namaisaranya, they're hearing from the right source. So you have the qualified hearer and the qualified speaker, like Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadev Goswami. So the spiritual master on our side, you know, it's a relationship. So you have the spiritual master who has his qualification. He's free from malice. He's ego swami. He's controlled in every respect. And he's assimilated and absorbed this knowledge. He knows Krishna is the goal of my life and he's not swayed. The disciple also has to have certain character and qualification to produce the highest understanding about what the goal of life is. So it's a two-way street. It's not that all the spiritual master, he has to give, and I'm just there. We have to have qualification too. And we cannot force, or we cannot blame Krishna and say, Krishna, why don't you just give it all? Just make me pure now. You know, bhakti is a science. You cannot just come in and start imposing. You know, Krishna is a person, Krishna has a heart. So Krishna also doesn't like to force, nor do we like to be forced. As soon as, you know, someone comes to force something on us, we know what we feel like. And so how could, oh, like, no, you can't force. So it is so scientific, we know we act in a specific way. You know, Krishna reciprocates. Krishna reveals himself in a specific way to us. Depending on how we treat Krishna. So our checks and balances is Shastra. You know, if we're enthused in our service, we follow nicely guidance, we'll be enthused and we'll want to hear and chant more and we'll want to serve Krishna. That is natural. That is what happens when we're properly putting the method into application. So this is a learning curve for all of us to try and assimilate the knowledge of the Bhagavatam coming from these great sages at Namaisaranya, coming from Srila Sukadev Goswami, that this combination of eagerness, submission, and also performing service will help us understand the goal of the Vedic literatures, to understand Krishna. And by doing this congregation, that is why we chant together, we hear together, we do service together. And by doing it congregationally, it becomes even more, you know, the fire of devotional service burns even more. So that false ego gets burnt to ashes. And our tiny conception of thinking we're the body is completely eradicated by the mercy of Krishna. So if we think like this, let me hear and chant and serve Krishna in the association of devotees, then we'll be safe. So I'll stop there and I'll ask if there's any comments or questions. Yes, comment. Well, naturally we would like to associate, Srila Prabhupada always said we should, especially on the, you know, how to remain enthused, how to remain motivated in our service, that we try and seek out association of devotees who are more advanced than us. Or we seek out association of devotees who are enthusiastic in their service. So we hang around with those devotees, or we associate and serve those devotees, and naturally those qualities will manifest in us. And sometimes the tendency might be we don't have such good association. You know, the Goswamis mention this, Atyahara Prayasascha Prajalponya Mangaha. There is that, you know, situation where they could be prajalpa, they could be, you know, over endeavoring for mundane achievements. These six activities that actually nullify our growth in devotional service, it could be there in association. So we should be intelligent enough to know, okay, I want to advance in my devotional service, I will associate with devotees that are, you know, much advanced than me, devotees that are serious in their Krishna consciousness, that do not engage in, you know, prajalpa, useless chatting, or just being idle in their day-to-day activities, but in a very intelligent way. Of course, we don't go to a devotee and say, you know, I don't want you, you're just into prajalpa and you're over-endeavoring for mundane achievement, and you're practicing bhakti just for the heck of it, and you're not, you know, we're not, that, you know, there's a certain way of dealing with devotees or interacting with devotees. That is Vaishnava etiquette. But to keep our devotional service, you take association of devotees that are very enthusiastic in their service, devotees that are taking good guidance, and the devotees that are, by their devotional service, we can see that they are actually progressing nicely. And we don't get stuck in the mud of pinpointing and thinking, oh, less advanced, more advanced, because that can also be a problem if we then start judging too much and say, oh, those ones are less advanced devotees. The Nectar of Devotion and Instruction explains how we should always be offering respect to different classes of devotees so as not to commit Vaishnava Parad. So if we stick to the association of advanced devotees, and that can happen through association of Srila Prabhupada's books, that can happen through learning from devotees who've been practicing for longer and seeing how they do their service and hearing from them how best we can also, because they've probably experienced the same things we've experienced, so they can guide us and they can motivate and encourage us to keep on going in our service in a very nice way.
Is this translation correct?
Is this translation correct?
Is not heard, is written.
Is not heard. Yes, it says all other Puranic scriptures shine forth, because you have all different Puranas explaining different attributes, only as long as the great ocean of nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not heard. So if you bring Srimad Bhagavatam into an assembly of, let's say, the Puranic literatures that are explaining astronomy, metaphysics, etc., you know, you cannot put it on the same platform. Srimad Bhagavatam is the king of all scripture. It is the ripened fruit of the Vedic tree of knowledge. So it stands, it rises above all other literatures. And it's even sweeter because it's narrated by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. So as long as Srimad Bhagavatam is not in any assembly of literatures, as soon as it enters, it drives away all other literatures because it's so potent. It's so highly elevated. How do you become eager to hear more? Keep hearing. How do you become eager to hear more? Keep hearing and serving. It's actually a great sight to actually hear, because once, you know, the ear is connected to the heart. So if you are actually attentive in your hearing, it influences the region of the soul, and naturally the soul wants to hear about Krishna. So if we are regulated in our hearing, and if we, because the proof of that will be we'll want to serve Krishna. So if we're hearing properly, if we're serving properly, we'll want to hear more. So it's actually quite simple. If we hear and do our service nicely, we want to hear more. If you chant Hare Krishna nicely, and you hear her, you want to chant, you want to chant. The more you chant, the more you want to chant. But it is through service that we get to understand Krishna. As Krishna is coming in his Acha Vigraha form so that he accepts our service. We offer him prasadam, we offer him garments, we offer him our service. Every service that we're doing is centered around the deities. All our preaching endeavors. Okay, thank you very much. Gantavat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jayani Sai Gopinandan.